Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Fittest Devotion. This is Luke Rangel. And if you have not yet done so, please hit the subscribe button and please review this. If you think about how you found this podcast, there's probably might have been through a review, might have been because your friend shared it or you saw it on social media. So if you could please extend that and help other people, that would mean the world to me. And it's really the only way how podcasts could get viewed by others. All right, guys. So today comes from a conversation I had with one of our newest members. So we started a whole new accountability challenge. And so this member came into the 5 a.m. boot camp. She finished the 5 a.m. boot camp. And I'll show her how to sign in for our classes. And so I was explaining it to her, showing her with the 7 p.m. class later that day. So she already did the 5 a.m. Now I'm showing her how to sign in just as an example for the 7 p.m. class. And then she said something. She said, "You know what? Maybe I'll come to 7 p.m. too." And without hesitation, like less than a second, I said, "No, do not do that." And if you think about it, so here I am. I own a gym. I literally get paid for people to come inside the gym to exercise. And here I am telling her not to do that. Like, do not exercise twice in one day. Don't even come 5 days this week is kind of what I told her if it's not what you do. So the question that I get the most and a question that a lot of people have is, well, how many times should I work out for X result? And the key question or the key part to that question is the X result. What is the result you want? 99% of the people that come and walk into my gym, walk into any gym that start any fitness program, their goal is usually to lose some kind of weight or body fat, to feel better about themselves, to gain confidence, to live their life better, right? And so to answer that question, all you need is two, maybe three times a week. And the biggest mistake that I have seen throughout my fitness career over the last 10 years is people will sign up for a program, they're super motivated, they put money down, they feel like they need to get the most out of their money, so they start coming 5 to 6 days a week. And they come 5 to 6 days a week, the first week, the second week, the third week, for however long, right? But what always happens is life. Life is going to hit you one way or another. And so maybe they get busy at work, maybe their kids have sports programs, whatever it may be. And because of the schedule conflicts or whatever it may be, loss of motivation, they start coming 2 to 3 times a week. So here they are, they're coming 5 to 6 days a week for so many weeks, and now they're coming 2 to 3 times a week. And in their minds, they feel like they're not doing enough. And the reason for that is because they're working out 5 to 6 days a week, they lost X amount of weight, so they feel like, and they think, that's what they have to continue to do to keep the results and to get more results, when that is completely false. The reason why they lost the weight is because they followed a nutrition plan. The exercise makes you feel good, does that stuff, helps out with osteoporosis, so many benefits to exercise, which is why we should do it 2 to 3 times a week. But it is not the sole reason on why you're getting results. And so we constantly fake ourselves out on the effort that we have to put in versus the effort to get results. So no matter what your goals are, the real answer to how often should I work out is how often do you plan on working out the rest of your life? You can't come into this thinking you're going to do one thing for an X amount of time to get the result if you're not going to do it the rest of your life. It's all about what we constantly say. What people know is you have to change your lifestyle, but they truly don't even know what that means. They just think it's, oh, I got to start exercising and start eating healthier, which, sure, that's the surface level part of it, but you truly have to change who you are and how you live your life. And part of that is being consistent. So if you plan on 10 years from now, plan out 5, 10 years from now, what are you going to be doing with your life? Are you going to be going to the gym 6 days a week? Maybe, maybe not. Can you commit to at least 2 to 3 hours a week? Absolutely. Anybody can do that that has a priority in it, right? So whatever your goals are, plan on what are you going to do the rest of your life? And if that's 2 times a week, that is plenty. Because no matter what, you're going to put food in your mouth 7 days a week. So focus your attention on what you're going to eat and not so much on the actual exercise part. Because I promise you, You're going to get injured in your life. Your schedule is going to conflict with so many things in your life. And the exercise may not be the most important part, but your health is always the most important part. And your health comes from what you eat. All right. So that's your take for today. Again, if you found this valuable, if you feel like someone needs to hear this, please go ahead and share this and help somebody out.